now we're going to talk about the secret genius. We're not talking about a Goodwill Hunting type janitor who's secretly a math wizard, but rather hyper-successful Latinos who are making it big here in the U.S., but you still may have never heard of them. Producer Antonia Cerejido has the story.
The other night, I had dinner with my cousin and some of her friends, and someone brought a Dr. Pepper bottle. I noticed there was a picture of Romeo Santos on it, and I said, whoa, Romeo is really blowing up. Everyone looked back at me with blank stares.
There are, I think, large chunks of the country where people would say both Romeo who and bachata what?
My cousin and her friends clearly fall into this category. What they should have known is that Romeo Santos is a super popular singer from the Bronx and is known as the king of bachata.
This is Larry Roeder. I'm a culture reporter for the New York Times.
Larry recently published an article about Romeo.
It's a real feat to sell out Yankee Stadium two nights in a row. The first night when I went there, he said, if Paul McCartney can sell out Yankee Stadium two nights in a row, so can we Latinos. And then 50,000 people are, you know, cheering and applauding.
To be clear, Romeo is the only individual other than Paul McCartney to sell out Yankee Stadium. The video for his biggest hit, Propuesta Indecente, has nearly twice as many views as Beyoncé's Drunken Love on YouTube. So, okay, if this guy is so popular, why isn't he like other Latino stars like Shakira or Ricky Martin, who are known by pretty much everyone?
If you think of Ricky Martin or Marc Anthony or Enrique Iglesias, all of them at one time or another have done records in English. But Romeo's philosophy, I think, is a little bit different. I remember when I interviewed him before the first solo album, he said, you know, crossover can be in two directions. Why should I have to go, you know, exclusively to that side? Why can't those folks come to my side?
And those folks have gone to his side. Romeo has done collaborations with stars as big as Usher and Nicki Minaj. Drake even sings in Spanish for Romeo's track Odio. So I knew who Romeo was, as all Latin music lovers should. But as a casual soccer fan, I was unaware of Javier Hernandez, better known as Chicharito, is a Mexican soccer player who plays for the English club team Manchester United.
He's built a reputation as a goal poacher.
With his quick step and flashy goals, Chicharito has become something of a fan favorite. Manchester United is currently touring the U.S. Brent Maximin, a soccer reporter, has been following Chicharito and Manchester United's experience here in the States.
I was genuinely surprised by how popular he was even back in 2011. I went to a match between Manchester United and Barcelona. So you had, you know, most of the jerseys, fan jerseys that you would see would be Wayne Rooney and Lionel Messi, which is to be expected. But right up there with them was Chicharito.
Chicharito, which means little green pea in Spanish, is a hero because he's one of the few Mexican players to have found success outside of Mexico.
His story is very fairy tale like.
Eugenio Fernandez is a soccer fan from Monterrey, Mexico, who lives in New York.
It was a very quick move to Manchester, and he did really, really well. And so I think fans look up to him because of that.
Not to mention, Chicharito has caught the attention of the ladies.
Well, he's my wife's favorite player.
Yeah,
we were taking pictures at the game, and I'm looking at her pictures afterwards, and they're about 75% Chicharito.
Women may love Chicharito, but teen girls love Bethany Mota.
That's me. I'm confident. Hi, guys. Today I'm wearing a ponytail, and it feels a little weird because I never wear ponytails, but whatever. We're just going to go with it. So recently,
Bethany Mota is a YouTube phenomenon. She makes do-it-yourself videos aimed at teens. Her YouTube handle, MacBarbie07, has almost 7 million subscribers, and the website Social Blade estimates that her yearly earnings from just the videos, not sponsorships, not anything else, could be up to $1.4 million.
MacBarbie has this audience of young women who are interested in makeup and DIY type projects for young women.
This is Sara Inés Calderón, a digital media expert who has worked at MeToo, a Latino-focused YouTube network.
So she's a very attractive candidate for makeup companies and cosmetic companies and craft companies.
With all the attention Bethany got for her videos, she attracted sponsors and even has her own clothing and decor line at Aeropostale. A Latina teen from Southern California, she started making videos at age 13 after being bullied.
What ends up happening is people don't see themselves reflected in the media, and so they say, hey, well, I'm going to make my own videos. And I think that that's one reason why Latinos have been really attracted to YouTube, both as consumers and as producers, is because they're not getting what they're not getting their fix or whatever from TV or from movies.
Bethany is relatable and goofy. She laughs at herself. It's not hard to figure out why she's popular with young girls and teens.
My eyebrows look extremely uneven in this video. Let's not talk about it. Hey guys, what are you doing in my room? Get out. I'm home.
I think a big chunk of the fact that these women on YouTube in particular are hidden or unknown to most people is the fact that YouTube is a very, very young platform. And so teenagers aren't necessarily the ones who are setting the trends for in the media landscape. They do, obviously, to a certain degree, but it's going to take the adults who have the decision-making power over what's going to be popular in terms of the media, in terms of brands and whatnot, to catch on to what the young people are doing, and that takes a little bit of time.
That time might be soon. A new survey commissioned by Variety found that the top five influential celebrities, according to teens, are all YouTube stars. So if you haven't heard of these guys, well, now you have. I guess they're not that secret anymore. Bachata, soccer, and YouTube's rising popularity is a sign of how things are changing and could be an indicator of how young Latinos are leaving their mark on popular culture. For Latino USA, I'm Antonia Cerejido.